This is Pacifica National Board Governance Committee meeting. I am Chair Pro Tem. Our Secretary is Arpa Martin, and our Vice Chair is Phoebe Ann Sorgan. This meeting will last approximately 90 minutes. And Arpa, would you be kind enough to take the roll call and see if we have quorum?
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Dia Bediaco?
Present.
Jim Brown? Adrienne Jamot? Joseph Kay? Audra Kilgour? Ambrose Lane? R. Paul Martin? Present. Leslie Radford? Sara Rundawa?
Here.
George Ryder?
Here.
Deb Shafto?
Here.
Phoebe Ann Sorgan?
Here.
Aki Tanaka? Gabrielle Woods?
Here.
Okay, we have eight. That's a quorum.
Arpal, do we have any minutes for approval?
Well, we have to do the agenda first.
Oh, agenda. Is any additions to the agenda? Our agenda is pretty simple here today.
If any, hi, Vajra.
Maybe you should say what the agenda.
Okay,
do you want to read the agenda out so the people listening know what it looks like?
Sure. The agenda is a roll call, approval of minutes, and we have two working groups, Code of Conduct Working Group and Bylaws Working Group. And then we have some extra discussion and other ideas if we have, and then we have a new business, and then we adjourn. So is any motion?
Somebody should move to the, I move that that be the agenda.
Thank you. Any objections to accepting the agenda? If not, we go to second item on the agenda, approval of minutes.
Did you do the roll call? I'm sorry, it's Fajr. Did you do the roll call yet?
Yes, it was done. Yeah.
Well, add me to it, please.
Okay. Yes, you have been.
Okay, thank you.
You can add me too. This is Aki.
Oh, Aki is on from KPFA?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Well, whoever comes in, please just let Arpal know and he'll acknowledge it. Okay, approval of minutes? From the last meeting?
Yeah, we have to. For folks who are just tuning in on this, I've had a computer problem, and so I'm operating on a somebody else's computer. It's made for a left-handed person, which I am not, and it has software I'm not familiar with, and so all of my macros that speed things along just aren't in here.
Okay.
So, that having been said, we do in fact have a bunch of minutes that we have asked people to look over, and getting to those. I think I'm getting to those. Sometimes clicking doesn't work. Okay, we have the following minutes. November 16th, 2006. December 21st, 2006. March 29th, 2007. April 26th, 2007. August 23rd, 2007. And March 6th, 2008.
Hi, Carolyn Burden here.
First of all, does everybody have these minutes? They know.
Oh, they're.
I don't think I have them.
These have been posted, and people have been asked to look at them for.
Okay.
Well, two months ago we were doing it. We at the last meeting when we were doing it.
Where are they posted?
So.
Is everybody subscribed to the Yahoo groups now? Well, there must have been because that. No.
No.
I know that Leslie Radford is not because I haven't gotten any email about where I can where I can send her her invitation.
Chair.
But
second.
I'm under the impression everybody else is on here.
No, I'm not.
Who is
it? Yeah.
Please identify you. Just a second. Please identify yourself so that we know who it is.
Deb Shafto, not.
Nia, please. I'd just like to make a point of order, Chair.
Okay. Go ahead.
I thought I heard Carolyn Burden, and I don't, for the governance, I don't understand why.
What?
Why Carolyn is on the call.
This is Grace Aaron. As Joe Wanzala indicated, the bylaws state that they have to be at least one member from every signal area on each committee, so that does not restrict the membership from... I mean, this is something we probably should take up in this in this meeting, because in this governance committee meeting, because why should there be restrictions on committee members if it does not say that membership is restricted in the bylaws?
I have a point of order, Chair.
All right.
I would like to respectfully say that I address the Chair, and I'm asking the Chair to please respond. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I think that this issue of committee structure, one board member, director, at least from each signal area, and then two other members from local station boards, has been the practice over the last 5 years that I know of. And so I think that unless the Pacifica National Board determines it, the body, that opinion, I think that we'll stick to that until we are instructed otherwise from the Pacifica National Board. So that's
this is George Ryder. I want to appeal the decision of the Chair.
And I second that appeal.
This is Vajra. After
go ahead, Vajra.
After you've spoken, I want to speak to.
What
this.
Is okay?
Well, go ahead. The members of this of
just
this,
second,
of this,
just second. Hold it.
Yeah.
Who's that, George? You appeal the ruling of the chair.
Yes.
And what is the? Would you go ahead and?
There are two possibilities here. One is that the other members participate without having a vote. That, it seems to me, is in fact practice. I know it was practice on the governance committee when I was on it about 2 years ago. And there were people there who were PNB members but who were not on the committee. So that's, I think, ordinary practice. Now, the question of whether or not we need a PNB decision in order to... In order to interpret the bylaws and in order to... I don't think there's anything in the bylaws that says it can't happen, and so I don't see why we can't do it. And at the very least, the practice was that people could speak and participate or even without a vote.
Hi, Carolyn Berger. If you could put me on the stack, I would appreciate it.
Hold it. Well, first of all, I think that those members who are members of our regular governing committee here, governance committee, I think let them participate in it, and they can decide. And at the last minute, they want to do that. And then at that time, those who were not present here before, then they can at that time they can participate. After we decide the issue. So, go ahead, George.
Nia,
anything else?
This is Nia Sarf. Could I get on the stack, please?
Just a second. So,
I appeal the decision, but I'd like to appeal it in two parts if possible.
Okay, just
one is
just
to allow people to participate.
George, just a minute. Hold it.
Chair.
George,
Chair.
Just please, one person at a time. Just 1 second. Hold it.
I thought you asked me.
No, just a second. Hold it for a second. Let me hear, first of all, George, on the stack is Nia.
I thought I was next.
Who is that?
Vajra. I thought I was next.
Okay, Vajra. No,
okay.
Don't worry, you get it. Vajra next, and then Nia. Okay, anybody else?
Carolyn Burden, I'd like to be on the stack.
Carolyn, you're not, for the minute, I'll have to excuse you from that. Okay, go ahead, George.
Well, I think we should decide this on two steps. One is the question of whether or not they can participate and speak, but not vote on if we have come to a vote. I think that has, in fact, been the practice, so I don't really think that there's much needs to be decided. And the other is directly to what you said, which is that, and it was ambiguous when you said it, whether or not they could participate fully, which is to say also have a vote. I think that's what you were saying was not the practice of the PNB. And so I just think that given that we have bylaws which permit it, we don't have really any basis in telling a member of the PNB they can't participate.
Let me see here. Okay. Vajra, go ahead.
Yeah. The members of these committees are elected. They're elected, the PNB members are elected by the PNB, and the members who are members of the local station boards are elected by the local station boards. They're not self-appointed and they're not self-invited. And it seems to me that the committees are already of a size that to invite somebody to come in and participate in the discussion amounts essentially to an unfair advantage, you know, on whatever side they're coming in on the discussion. Seems to me that if people want to, other members of whoever, even the public, want to participate, if they have email addresses of people who are on the committee, who are actual members of the committee, then they can email them and say, what about this, what about that? I've done that with regard to PNB meetings. I've emailed PNB members in the middle of a meeting and said, what about this, what about that? And that's one way to participate, but I think that to say that someone who has not been elected can come and present a case and do this and do that, I think that's really overstepping. And that if there's some ambiguity about it, then that needs to be cleared up before we say, oh, fine, go ahead, come on in.
This is Grace Aaron. I'd like to be on the stack.
Vajra, are you done? Vajra? Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was done.
Oh, okay.
And Nia's next, right?
Nia?
Okay. Thank you. Vajra said what I was going to say. If my memory serves me correctly, before my computer went down, there was that exchange between some directors. And I think the quote was, that shall elect at least one. If that's the quote. So based on what one of the members just said, that's a misrepresentation. And the other thing is, in terms of what the member said about the process, as far as I know, and I've been listening to these meetings ever since the boards came into effect, that's, the process has been that you get elected, like Vajra said. Additionally, there now are four of us from WBAI on this call. That will make four. So from my understanding, it's three. So I don't understand how we could say that that this other person should remain on the call when there are only three that are elected that should be on it. That's an unfair advantage. So then maybe someone in T might want to call somebody up to get a fourth person from T, then a fourth person from A, a fourth person from K. I mean, where does it stop? I think we all need to be respectful and responsible of the process, and the process is that you become elected. If there's an election, and whosoever gets elected, then we respectfully stay on, and the other person respectfully steps down. But to actually have us doing this now to disrupt this committee, which I thought we were working so well, the other meetings, I just think it is not fair and a productive use of this time.
Phoebe Sorgan, I'd like to be on the staff,
thank
please.
You. Grace? Okay, Grace?
Yes. It seems that there are two issues here. The first is that the elections for committees was done when members, interim members from WBAI were seated, and when before newly seated WBAI directors they did not participate in the election for committees. And so There are two ways to go with this, and this is a governance committee issue, because I am challenging the fact that there are new members from WBAI and from WPFW who are not being allowed to participate in election and committee elections. So there are two ways to go. One is to redo those elections so that those members can have their rights form the committees. The second thing to do is to accept the fact that the bylaws state that at least one member from every signal area, one director from every signal area will be seated, which opens up the committees for membership of more than one director from each signal area. And whatever the procedure has been in the past, that does not countermand in any way the bylaws. The bylaws are senior in every respect to procedure or even to PNB motions or resolutions. So I would say that the simplest thing to do to save time and effort is simply to allow, to follow the bylaws and allow any director from any signal area to participate in the committees they wish to participate in. That would be simplest. The other thing that could be done is to redo the elections for committee membership, which is the only fair thing to do. It's not fair for people who have lost an election to continue to have influence over the Pacifica National Board when the electorate voted for change.
Let me ask you a question here, Grace. Was that subject, since it's, you know, it's applicable to many, many committees, was the subject broached before the Pacifica National Board and the Elections Committee that we have?
I have no idea. The Election Committee, I assume the jurisdiction of the Election Committee is the elections for LSB members. But and I only think that this came up recently. And it, actually, there is a PNB meeting tomorrow night, and this is a subject that will come up. And it should be, we should have an opinion about it as the governance committee, because this is really a governance committee matter.
Hi.
And it does refer to all committees.
Thank you.
This is Roger. Can I add something?
Just a second here. Just 1 second here. Very short. Just very short. Vajra, just very short.
Okay. Well, no. The point I want to make is that if any PNB director can participate in any committee that they wish to participate in, then there's no point in having elections at that level. So to me, it sounds like trying to have it both ways.
Okay, that's fine. Phoebe?
I'll pass.
Okay. Arpal?
Yeah. Okay. Am I to understand that there haven't been any new elections yet? Because obviously there are, you know, we even have new directors from BAI at least, and some of the former directors were on some of the committees, and as per the motion from the January PNB meeting, everybody who was elected at BAI, at least in January, was a provisional director. And so am I to understand that, one, there hasn't been a new election to the committees? In other words, the election to the committees hasn't been redone. And, I guess that's the first part. Have those been redone yet? No?
Who are you asking?
Hang on a minute.
Does anybody know if there have been elections of everyone to the PNB committees yet?
No.
I have it. Grace. This is Grace.
No, just a second here. No, Rapal, to my knowledge, it's not true. It hasn't been.
Okay.
This is Grace. Can
Grace
I speak
hold it?
To this?
Grace, hold it. Rapal, you done?
Does she have an answer to my question?
Okay. Do you have an answer?
Yes. Committee elections for directors' participation in PNB committees was done at the in-person meeting in Houston. the interim WBAI reps and the interim WPFW reps voted in that election for membership. In my opinion, that those elections should be redone because there are now permanent directors who haven't had a chance to run for election for the committees they desire to be participant in.
Okay, that's fine.
Chair, this
okay.
is Nia.
Right.
May I please
okay.
add? I mean, Chair, this is Nia. Could I just be added to make a quick point of information?
Okay,
I guess.
Real quick, because I have to.
Yeah.
I
had a problem.
I
promise I'll be quick. To answer our poll's question directly, one, tomorrow will be the first meeting since the WBAI election. So all the arguments that Grace made, those are arguments that should be made tomorrow on tomorrow night's call. That's number one. There has been no elections. No one has elected Carolyn to this committee. To answer your question directly. Thank
okay,
you.
First. All right.
Okay, if I can
continue.
You.
I'd like to
Thank
be on the staff
right.
and Phoebe.
Okay, just a second here. First of all, I think that the discussion, this discussion here, is a little out of order because this was not agendized, this item here, on our agenda, and I think it's much broader in scope, and it involves all the committees and of policy of fundamental nature that Pacifica National Board has to tackle. So I'm going to call this discussion out of order.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Discussion on a point of order. You can't do that, Sov.
Just a second. It's not agendized, and we approved the agenda.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Arpaul, go ahead.
Mr. Chair,
yeah.
What's happening here is an appeal of a ruling of the chair. You've already allowed this onto the agenda. You can't just unallow it now because it's taking up time.
Well, no,
it's there, and it's a motion on the floor to appeal to the chair, and
no.
it can't just vaporize.
No.
We have to go through this process. And by the way, I wanted to, I wasn't done.
Okay, go ahead.
That's my point of order.
Go ahead. Are you done?
Continuing.
Are you done?
Not with what I was originally going on about.
Well, go ahead. What were you going to talk about?
In that case, since there have been no elections, then if we're going to be questioning, then we have to question any provisional director who is on any committee, because those would all be not there anymore, because the motion from the PNB said that those provisional directors would be there until such time as the elections were certified and people were elected as new directors. Well, that's happened. So if we're saying, well, who's able to be on what, then any of the provisional directors from BAI, or if there are others from other stations, any of the provisional directors, you could say, don't have a right to be on any of the committees, because that decision for who was on committee, one, placed provisional directors on it, and two, was voted in by people who were themselves provisional directors and aren't there anymore.
Well, I, this committee, this committee, usually, we run it not all the time, really strictly by Robert's rules. Sometimes we give a lot of latitude for people to express their views. And sometimes one doesn't know that a person, what they're going to talk about, is going to be something that goes outside the agenda or not until you get into it. So I don't find this subject matter to be on the approved agenda that we approved, and I request that we keep a little patience here. Tomorrow we have a Pacifica National Board meeting, and
you can call a vote.
This subject
if people
will be
finished speaking.
On that.
You can't take it off the agenda.
George?
Ron Paul is completely correct. You have a motion on the floor.
Please.
The motion is to appeal your decision. You can't decide just you don't want to do that. You have to allow the discussion to go on to the point where people are willing to stop talking and take a vote.
Sorry,
Phoebe. Am I on the stack?
Go ahead, Phoebe.
I call the question.
Point of order. You can't call a question in a committee.
All right. That's what you...
I'd like for us to vote on the appealing the ruling of the chair.
All right. I don't consider this as a part of the agenda. So that's the ruling I have.
You're ruling with appeal, sir, please?
This committee.
Your ruling was appealed, and I've called the question on voting on that appeal.
Fine. Okay.
Carolyn Burden on the stack, please.
Yeah. So it's any objections to...
Total objection to what I think the chair is
debate.
The chair saying this isn't on the floor anymore?
No, this is not on the agenda.
Doesn't matter. The chair put it on here. Somebody made an appeal of the chair, of a ruling of the chair. Doesn't matter if it was on the agenda. It came up.
But
chair allowed
I understand.
It. That's it.
Harpal, just a second. I got your point. But I think that you understand what I'm saying here. I think that what we have to do is we cannot make unilaterally a decision and then make that as a precedent for the rest of the Pacifica National Board when there's a much larger in scope and Pacifica National Board is ready to talk about it tomorrow. And I cannot make exception here in good faith. And there might be lots of other considerations.
Point of order.
Just a second,
George.
Just a second here. I'm talking. Let me talk.
I know, but you're out of order.
Okay.
You are. Point of order comes first.
You're arguing your case. You're the chair. You're arguing your case to not be overruled on the point of order. You get a chance to do that if you want.
George,
at
you
end, but you can't use it as an argument for not taking a vote on your point of order.
If you want to disrupt this meeting, I'm not going to let that happen.
You are disrupting the meeting, Sarge.
I'm not going to let you do that. And I'm not going to let anybody do that.
When the minute
I ask you to refrain from interrupting the body here.
I called for a point of order, Sarge.
You called it.
And I made my point of order.
It was more than just talking about point of order. And
Sarge,
I,
as director,
chair,
I'm asking to be put on the
chair,
desk, please. I would like to speak.
Sometimes, if a chair does not acknowledge it, then it's the prerogative of the chair. If the person is disruptive and
point of order all the time,
then it's up to the chair whether to acknowledge you or not. It's on the right of the chair.
The chair cannot say that you can't have an appeal of the ruling of the chair.
The chair does not say that.
And do you want an appeal of anything
else?
We can have several layers of appeal.
Okay, what I'm going to do, Arpa, I think what we should do here, take a deep breath here, and first of all, I explained to you that if we were strictly go around in the past practice on all the years that I've been on all these committees, the Pacifica National Board, I have not encountered this situation where a non-elected representative is asked to be there and be a voting member.
Point of information, sir.
I haven't been asked. So only members that are two elected local station board members and elected Pacifica National Board members of this committee are entitled, in my opinion, to vote here and participate in this meeting tonight.
Point of information,
unless
sir.
The Pacifica National Board overturns it or makes it unilaterally some kind of a policy decision that's applicable throughout the network. To all committees.
Point of information.
So
sir,
I think that's
here,
it. So that's where I'm going to do. And if it's not acceptable, then I'll let the vice chair take over and run the meeting, and I'll take a leave, and I'll be back next time. Whatever.
I have a suggestion as the vice chair. What about if I just run this one section of the meeting?
Go ahead, Phoebe.
Having to do with whether the overturning the ruling of the chair or whatever.
Well, please, go ahead. If you are on the meeting, that's Phoebe and Sorgan will run the meeting.
Not the meeting, just this section of the meeting.
I'll take
a point of order, Sarge.
I'll take a
leave. Point of order, please. Sarge,
and I'll let you, whoever
Sarge.
Wants to do that. If Phoebe can do that, if she doesn't want to do that, then ARPA can run the meeting.
Sarge.
And I'll take the leave of absence for today.
Sarve?
That's it.
Sarve, this is Nia. Sarf?
Yeah, go ahead, Nia. What's...
Yes. I think we all should just take a deep breath. I think that we can get through this respectfully. And remember that the work that we're doing here is for the foundation. It's not for individuals.
Thank you.
I think we should just take a deep breath. And I would ask you to please stay.
Thank you.
And
so
chair the meeting.
So this is, that's what I think. I think if BB doesn't want to run as the vice chair of the meeting for the rest of the evening, then R. Paul is the secretary, then he can run the meeting. And then you have the agenda here, and whatever you guys want to add to it, or however you want to proceed on it, you decide, and I will be taking the leave this evening.
At least we don't have quorum.
Do we still have a quorum?
Thank you. Go ahead, Phoebe, and I will take a leave here. Thank you.
Will that deprive us of a quorum?
Good night, and I'm gone.
We have a quorum.
We still have a quorum?
Yes,
do we still have a not counting the person who was not elected?
Yes, because when the meetings, as you'll look and see in the bylaws, they relate this in terms of the LSB meetings, I know. Once you get a quorum, and if a quorum is suddenly lost, you can continue and motions can be passed if they get a majority of what would have been a quorum. So we can continue to discuss stuff as the committee, and if any votes come up, the votes have to pass by a majority of a quorum, which in this case would be five.
I don't believe that's the case.
Five affirmative votes would pass.
That's correct.
That's correct.
It's not in any other organization that I've worked with Robert's rules.
That is Robert.
All right. I have a question.
I can read the bylaw about that because it says exactly what it says here, that if you have a quorum and there's no longer a quorum present, those members remaining may continue to take action so long as the resolution receives at least that number of votes that would consider the majority of a quorum. And that's in Section 7, that's the Article 7, Article 7, Section 7.
All right. I have a question. Is the person who wants to be a part of this meeting, who was not elected, was the ruling, are we talking, can we just decide about tonight, not setting any precedent or changing any laws, but just for tonight?
Carolyn Burden here. May I speak to this question?
Yes.
Thank you. My understanding is that any director can attend any meeting, and I attended the last elections committee meeting where a motion was passed that I'd be allowed to stay and vote on that meeting, at that meeting. I think another member who was not elected to an elections committee meeting attended one, Jennifer Jagger. So there is some precedent, although Sarv may not have been aware of it.
But also need the bylaw?
To allow directors to attend the meetings. So I hope you will consider that.
There's one point in the bylaw. It's Article 6, Section 7. It says open meetings. And it says all meetings for the board of directors and its committee shall be open to the members and to the public.
That open means we're streaming it, so it's open in that sense, but it doesn't mean that the public can vote, for instance. So the question is, can Carolyn vote on the committee?
Right.
I don't know where we are usually at this point.
All right, Carolyn, again, if I may.
Go ahead.
I'll be glad to refrain from voting if that really is a question, but I disagree with Sarv's point that this was not the business of this committee. I think, in fact, if the governance can't make a recommendation to the national board, who can? I do think the governance committee might want to consider this, but I'll be glad to abstain from voting if that makes people more comfortable for the moment.
Carolyn, were you were provisionally seated as a LSB member? Is that correct?
Well, now I am permanently seated. The provisional members were seated permanently. I think that at the election, the time we were elected, which was April, in April 23rd, was it, or 21st? At that LSB meeting. So now we are, now if you want to consider us provisional, then we're all provisional. That is Nia Bediako, James Ross, Kathy Davis, and myself. So these are all or none, however you consider it.
Mm-hmm. So the provisional members were permanently seated on WBAI, or we're talking about WBAI LSB?
Yes, we were permanently seated,
okay.
And yeah.
And is the problem that WBAI has not yet held committee elections?
No, we have. I thought you were talking about directors. We were provisionally seated, and then when the BAI election held the election, and we elected directors on the same night in April. So technically, we are all now either permanent or all provisional, depending on whether you want to challenge that or not. But I believe that we are all now permanent members. The question is whether or not the one rule, I mean, the bylaws are clear. They say at least one member shall be on the PNB. It doesn't say that that only one member says may be on the PNB.
This is Fajra. This is George.
All members
would be elected. This is Fajra.
Yes, Majra.
Fajra.
George is first.
I asked to be on the stack. Can I speak?
Majra, and
yes,
who is that, George, who asked?
Yes.
And is there anybody else who wants to be on the stack?
Yes, this is Grace.
Okay, Majra, then George, then Grace.
I really think that if there's business that this committee is supposed to take up, that it should be proposed and taken up by people who are on the committee. And, if Carolyn had wanted to send an email to somebody to say, please bring this up with the committee, that's fine. But we find ourselves being essentially, we have an extra person here, and there's an enormous amount of discussion around that. Other business is not being taken care of. And, yes, maybe it is a matter for the Governance Committee, but I think it's more a matter for the PNB. I think it's something that should be taken up at the PNB, and that we should be allowed to continue with this meeting, not try to have an end run around what obviously and admittedly is a difficulty in the democratic process owing to the fact that the elections were a mess. For a variety of reasons, and that I think this is I find the kind of the end run around any kind of real process to be very off-putting. So I'm done.
George?
Well, I mean, the question about being elected, the PNB elects the PNB directors to the board, and indeed Carolyn has not been elected, but she has said not been elected by the PNB to that position, and so there's a question of what do the bylaws mean. I say we don't decide that tonight. Carolyn has offered to participate without having a vote. That, in fact, has been standard practice. I have been on governance committee meetings where people who were not voting members but were interested in the discussion could participate. And so my suggestion is, and I make it as a motion, that we accept Carolyn's as a participating, not voting member for the rest of this meeting. So I move that. I don't need a second for that, I think, in a committee. I'm not really sure. I don't think I do.
I think you do. Is there a second to that motion?
Point of order.
There's not a second necessary.
Point of order.
Yes.
Actually, we're in the middle of an appeal of the ruling of the chair.
Yes.
That's still going on. I would suggest it might be good if we disposed of that appeal by voting on it one way or another, and that will, in fact, have the effect of either voting up or down the motion the member wants to make.
That makes sense. Grace is on the stack next. Grace,
can you repeat that last sentence, R. Paul? I was distracted for a few seconds.
Okay. The order of business that's on the floor right now, legally, is an appeal of the ruling of the chair. And the member has wanted to make a particular motion, and I would suggest that that wouldn't be in order because the appeal of the ruling of the chair is the floor, and that appeal will have the effect of the same effect as his making of the motion.
I agree with Ron Paul. I think that that's correct. He's correct on the procedure. R. Paul. We have an Ron Paul down here who's been running for president. I would find that that's acceptable to me.
All right. May we vote then on the appeal on the ruling of the chair?
I have a question, a point of information. Which committees allowed, just because in my experience this is unprecedented that someone who was not elected to the committee participates, which committees did this and when?
It was the governance committee, and it was when I was on it about a year and a half ago. Ken Freeland was on, it was being discussed, and he was part of the participation. So was Mary Berg. She wasn't on the committee either. That was the way it was done.
I was on those committees, and I don't recall any of that.
Well, I wasn't on at the same time you were.
Yeah.
I do remember we had some people come in, and on at least one occasion, maybe more than one occasion, some people have come into the committee and have participated.
I recall that as well. This is Grace Aaron.
All right, shall we vote on the ruling?
They did not get to vote. I'll say that. They got to participate. They did not get to vote.
All right. What was the ruling of the chair? That we're going to vote on appealing the ruling of the chair. Can somebody repeat what the ruling of the chair was, please?
The ruling of the chair was that she couldn't participate. It had to be decided by the PNB.
All right. So we're going to vote on that now.
Right. So if we vote against it, that means she can participate.
All right.
As we vote against the ruling of the chair, then she can participate.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Is Ron, who is our secretary?
I am, and again, sorry people, I'm moving a little bit slowly tonight because I'm working, my computer has died, I'm working on somebody else's computer, and it's a left-handed computer with software I'm not familiar with, and it doesn't have my macro, so I'm a little slow tonight, but we're getting there. Okay. So it's an appeal of the ruling of the chair, and okay, and a yes vote means you uphold the ruling of the chair, which means Carolyn Burden cannot participate. A no vote is against the ruling of the chair, and if that prevails, Carolyn Burden can participate. I hope that's clear. I hope it's clear. Great.
One point of information.
Yeah.
This is a question I'm posed to Carolyn Burden, that if we vote that you can participate, so we vote against the ruling of the chair, then would it be acceptable to you not to vote?
Yes, I already offered that. Thank you for confirming.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
Grace Aaron?
No, I vote against the ruling of the chair.
Mia Bediako?
Yes.
Jim Brown, Adrienne Jamott, Joseph Kay, Roger Kilgour?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane, Paul
yes.
Pat Barton? No. Leslie
Ambrose.
Brown? Say again?
Yes.
Oh, is Ambrose Lane here?
Yep.
Oh, Ambrose Lane has shown up. Ambrose Lane, you vote how?
Yes.
They are Paul Martin, no. Leslie Radford, Darv Rundawa, George Ryder.
No.
Deb Shapiro.
No.
Bibi Ann Sorgan.
No.
Aki Tanaka.
No.
Gabrielle Woods.
I'll abstain.
Okay. And the count is 3 yes and 3 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. So the chair's ruling is successfully appealed, which means Carolyn Burden can be here and participate.
Good. All right. What's the first item on the agenda?
We were going to the minutes, and we were going to the minutes, and I was going over how many. We have several sets of minutes. Folks may recall that a couple of months ago, I said we have some outstanding minutes, and we need to approve them finally. The problem had been that when a new committee came into being, people said, oh, well, we weren't here for that, so we don't want to vote on it. This results in an accumulation of minutes going back about a year and a half at least. And I'm hoping that tonight we can all just vote on these, because they've been up there. Some of them have been up there for quite a while. But for the past 2 months, they've been up there for everybody to see and read and decide if they want to correct them or whatever. And so I would like to just make a motion. Let's see. How do people want to do this? Do people want to? There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are six. Yeah, six sets of minutes that are outstanding at the moment. If people want, I'll read them off. If people want, we can vote them as a block, or we can take them individually. So, what do people want to do?
Move adoption of them all.
Okay, is there any objection to us doing the minutes all at once? Hearing none. Okay, I move that we approve the November 16th, 20-06, December 21st, 20-06, March 29th, 20-07, April 26th, 20-07, August 23rd, 20-07, and March 6th, 20-08 minutes of this committee.
Second.
Okay, Chair, you might ask if there's any objection or debate or anything?
Any debate?
Chair, this is Nia.
Yes, Nia.
I'm not objecting. I just want to, for the record, that I abstain because I was not on the committee and I have not, you know, read any of those minutes.
This is George. I want to abstain for the same reason.
And I abstain for the same reason. Well, I was on the committee, but I wasn't at all of the meetings, and I haven't read the minutes.
Same here with Aki. Abstain.
If the chair, I think perhaps if the chair would ask if there's any objection. If there's none, it'll pass.
Is six a quorum?
Right, six is a quorum. There's 10 people.
Okay. Are there any other objections or abstentions?
Has the motion been called? I thought it was discussion.
It's still discussion if you wish to discuss, yes.
Yeah. So I don't know how I could abstain if it's still discussion. I will abstain, but...
And who are you?
Gabrielle Woods.
All right. Then we can't get quorum on it, so I suggest we go on to the next agenda item.
Point of information, what is the chair ruling here?
We now have five abstentions. So I suggest that we table this matter because we can't get a majority vote to approve of it.
I think we have a quorum, and in the presence of a quorum, if one person votes for it, and everybody else abstains, it passes. I mean, I know that Sarv left, but Ambrose Lane showed up. And we had a quorum before Sarv left. So I think we have a quorum.
We have a quorum, but we won't have a majority yes vote on this because five people are abstaining.
No. The way it works is, yes, people are, of course, free to abstain from... you know, minutes about meetings they were never at. However, the abstentions don't count. What count is those present and voting.
Point of order.
So well, I'm in the middle of that, so if I could please finish before the second point of order hits. So basically we have a motion on the floor, and if people want to abstain, they may, but then it comes to a vote, and if it gets more yeses than noes, the motion passes.
I'd like to hear from the other point of order.
Okay.
It has to pass by a majority of the quorum.
Quorum is 8.
That's right. That's right.
That's
Roger is right. No, what is
I hear a funny voice in there. Point of order, Madam Chair. This is at variance with what is required by Roberts. Roberts says, by those present and voting. So the abstentions are not counted as voting. This is very clear in Roberts. And also, if we were to adopt this idea, then none of these minutes can ever, ever get passed. So you're saying the Pacifica National Board and its committees are all going to have loads of minutes that will pile up and be unpassable for all time. I would really suggest we just pass the damn thing.
Where did you post them, R. Paul?
They were posted in the files section. I've sent several emails. I've sent several emails locating them to the list.
Could you
and everybody
just throw
agreed
it then,
at a meeting at the March meeting. Everybody agreed. Yes, we'll read those. Not that I expect everybody to do so, but we agreed that we would do this.
This is Grace Aaron. Can I ask a question,
please?
Okay. I'm at the Yahoo group site, and in the files, there are 6 sets of minutes from December 21st, 2006, is that correct, to April 10th,
2008? No, 11-16. Oh, no, they go back as far as 8-23-2007.
No, it go back as far as November 16th, 2006.
All right.
Because in 2007, we ran into people not wanting to, and we didn't bother, so sometime we need to pass these.
I only have as far back as December 21st, 2006 in the files section.
Yeah, no, under draft minutes, I see 11-16.
Directly above it is 11-16-2006. Directly above the 12-21 is 11-16.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I got it. Yes, okay. Now, these are it, right? Tell you the truth.
It's outstanding.
Okay, you know, it would be a shorter for us to just look at these minutes. They're so short, most of them. They're not really jam-packed. It'd be easier to just take 5 minutes out or 7 minutes out and read them all, digest them, and then vote them up or down.
Okay, that would be the ethical thing to do, to actually look at them. I don't know how to find them.
Yeah, how do I get there?
Okay, you know, some of that you may not have been subscribed. Groups, I can possibly email them all to you. I have to figure out how to do that.
Sorry? Okay.
And is the agenda on that group also for today?
Pardon me? Say that again?
Is the agenda available at that group site for today's meeting?
No, but I emailed you the agenda, Gabrielle.
Actually, the agenda, Sarv sent the agenda to that, so...
I'm trying to figure out a way to attach all these files in an email and send it all to you. I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
Can you send the link to the website where they're posted?
Yeah, I'm posting that to the list at this point in time over the web.
Do you all have email?
Does anyone not have email? I guess everyone does.
Okay.
I still don't have CB. This is Nia. Mine still is not up. My husband is working on it in the background.
Okay.
Here.
Does this, R. Paul, is there a way for me to take all these, this particular file folder and put it in an email as one thing? Trying to figure out a way to do it.
You mean you want to send the physical files out to people? Well,
yeah.
An easy thing would be to just save them to your hard drive and make them attachments and send them to everybody if you want to do it that way. I've just sent the Earl the link to the files section again.
That's what I want.
And that's
okay.
What I just sent. Message number 965.
Ron, could you just tell me what the URL is?
Oh, you're talking to me.
Yes.
It's actually on, R, not Ron.
Oh, sorry.
I'd rather be RuPaul than Ron Paul, but anyway, it's just R, plain old R. You want me to read you that? Because it's... I'll read it. It's coming up on the slope.
Well, if it's really long, could you just send it to the PacGov?
I've just done that.
This is George. May I speak here?
Yes, George.
Many of us, there's no point in our reading these because we weren't there. We have no idea what was valid and what wasn't valid. Minutes can always be amended. If people care enough to go back and look after the fact, and they see something that matters to them there that they think didn't happen or should have happened and wasn't recorded, they can bring it up subsequently. So I don't think that this decision is worth the time we're putting into it. I think Ron Paul's original suggestion...
Our Paul.
I'm sorry, Our Paul. I will never do it again, I promise. Our Paul's original suggestion that we go ahead and take a vote, let the people who abstain, let the people who actually have some knowledge of these minutes and are willing to vote for them...
Who don't care.
Go ahead and vote, and we'll be past this, and we'll be able to talk about something more substantive. There's nothing really hanging on this because these minutes can always be amended.